When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Summer ticket blowout at K-Rock can officially begin on this Tuesday morning, and all you got to do is be called 20 right now at 800-520-1067. Give you some tickets to go see Linkin Park. That is the first pair of tickets we have for you. And if you're not into Linkin Park, well, fear not. Every hour, it's new bands. So next hour, we got 21 Pilots for you. And then after us, Nicole's got some Lord for you. And then Morrissey and Social D and Pierce the Veil and MyChem and Lumineers and Offspring. And it's all the greatest bands that you'd want to hear on K-Rock and see live this summer. Just got to keep on listening and you'll win yourself some tickets. Looking for you, caller 20 right now. Let's go ahead and instantly make your day and week better. If you are planning on joining us for our 10,000 tacos for L.A., all we're asking is that you support some local taquerias. You stop by, you order a taco, maybe order more than you normally would, or better yet, like 818 just claimed, I'm going to be bringing tacos from my entire office today.
Cool.
Most of them probably don't even know who you guys are, but I promise you morale will be up. And that's absolutely true. You show up with a bunch of unexpected tacos, hell yeah.
213 said, I started eating only tacos about 2 weeks ago because I'm starting my Lasara weight loss treatment plan.
Great. That's exciting.
They're going on a taco cleanse. That was a thing for a while, a taco cleanse.
So anyway, do our part to help out and make everyone a little bit happier. Let's go ahead and say hi to caller 20. Give away some tickets, then we can get into the complete hour we have in store for you. We'll find out scientifically if the general public considers shrimp a treat or not. Jake was in the streets yesterday for some street science. We'll get to that. And we have someone on the phone that claims our show, Allie, played a very important part in their relationship. And we're not sure if it's good or bad, but we will take that call in a moment. But first, let me say hi to Mario. Good morning, Mario. Good news. Hey, what's up, dude? You're caller 20.
No way. Awesome.
You will win yourself some tickets right now to go see Linkin Park. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're very welcome. Thank you for starting your day with us here on K-Rock. And please hold on, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
No. No. Mario.
What's up with this?
When we get back, Allie, from this official anthem of summer, we will say hi to a listener by the name of Rachel, who claims that she was on our show over a year ago for some reason. I don't even know what the reason was. And she needs to talk to us because something we did or said on the show has changed her life forever. And we will get to that after this on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show, and waiting to say something to us on the phone right now is listener Rachel, who says our show has changed her life. Rachel, for good reasons or bad reasons?
Great reasons.
Oh, great reasons. Hold on. Let's bask in the glory. Is this because you ate 10,000 tacos individually this morning?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Work on it.
What did we do for you?
Well, I wanted to call to give you guys the great news and show the gratitude for Nostradamus, really. Pretty much just want to promote. He's totally real. Nostradamus had predicted my engagement for 2024, and we just got married on Friday.
Whoa, hold on. You called the show at the end of the year when I rubbed my giant nostrils and I predict the future for listeners, and I predicted you would get married, and now here you are calling as a married lady?
Here we are.
That's right.
Who's that guy?
He's really down there.
Yeah. Is he servicing you right now?
That's right.
Is that your husband?
That's right.
Your new husband?
Yeah. And DJ Omar Khan DJed our wedding.
No,
really?
No way. Oh, yeah, Rachel and Eric, yeah.
Wait, Omar, this was the wedding you were at? I saw Omar posted a picture of him standing by
the
toilet.
This is the wedding I had to DJ on Friday, so I had to, leave early to take care of that,
You guys got married, and you claim you were on our show. How long ago were you on our show where we predicted this?
So it was 2023 in December, and then I called back the goat line in 2024 saying that we did get engaged, so the prediction came true, and now we're officially married.
Wow.
Look at that.
Yeah, I was able to find a little bit of the original audio if you want to play some of that. Hold on. It's in the system for you.
This is apparently Rachel's call from over two years ago to us, to Nostradamus.
Yeah, and if you don't know, the show is new to you. We do this really dumb bit every year at the end of the year called Nostradamus, where people call in and Klein rubs his nostrils and tries to predict the future. That should all make sense to you.
I don't think it's that dumb of a bit. Hold on. I'm going to play the clip. Hold on, Rachel. This will take you back to down memory lane. This was from 2 years ago.
All right, sweet David. Love you guys.
Rachel?
Hi, good morning, guys. Okay, Klein, my question
Who's
is...
Who's Klein? My name is Nostradamus.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we're not even getting the name of the bit right.
Oh, my gosh,
right.
I'm so sorry.
I'm Nostradamus, guys. It's not just Nostradamus.
I'm so sorry to misaddress. Will I get engaged in 2024?
Okay, hold on.
Big question, Nostradamus.
How many fingers?
How many fingers are in your nostril?
No, I'm talking to Rachel. Oh. No, hold on. No, I'm not. Rachel, hold on. Hold on, Robin. Rachel, I sense that you are in a relationship now that you've been in for over a year, correct?
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yes.
And this is to a, I'm sensing.
Is that any?
Ali, shut up.
Over two days, am I right?
Over a year is a big period of time.
That's not.
I'm sensing a man is in your life right now.
That's true. Uh-huh. He's actually a really big fan of the show. He's probably listening right
now. All right, hold on. Oh, so this is, obviously you're trying to, will he propose this year? I sense you are, I'm smelling now, you will have a ring on your finger. Huh? I actually think it could happen before the end of 2023. Was I right about that?
No, it was October 2024.
Okay, well,
close. Well, that was like almost a year later.
Whatever. Nostradamus got
it
right.
Close.
She's close enough. Look, I made another prediction here, I think.
Oh, my God.
I think he's got a Christmas morning or a New Year's Eve proposal planned for you.
Whoa.
Did that happen?
No.
Were you so disappointed? Were you expecting to have a New Year's Eve proposal or Christmas proposal?
No, I mean.
I heard that on the radio, and I wasn't quite ready.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to put you in that spot. That's on me. I apologize.
So wait a minute. He heard all of this.
Yeah.
So it's not like the prediction had anything to do with you, Klein.
Shut up, Allie. Yeah, I have a superpower.
Heard the prediction. So
you're just jealous that you don't have a giant hole to rub.
Really? What I do, but he basically just put pressure on himself because he heard you, and now he probably has rushed into this marriage thanks to you.
Well. This is, by the way, and we have listeners that are married now, courtesy of this show, but I just want to point out that I did make another prediction that's also a crazier prediction.
And when the relationship goes south and you have petty arguments that are tearing your relationship apart, you call us, okay?
I will definitely do that.
There you go.
I don't want her to hear what I really sense, but he will propose, but I don't sense the marriage is actually going to happen.
Oh.
Did I get that right?
I mean... We're happily married as
well. Well, it's been a week. It's been a weekend. I mean, easy. Anyone can say happily married for 4 days.
Yeah, I think you're still in the annulment period.
Right, well,
Omar, when you were there when they got married, do you think that this couple is really in love?
Oh, my God. Yes. The way they look at each other, the way they interact with each other. I mean, their entire family was just amazing. It was a great time. Yeah, I think these kids have a chance.
Gay.
The way they look into each other's eyes.
Seriously. Yeah. Rachel, and what's your husband's name?
Eric.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
We think it's just cool that K-Rock, Klein, and Allie get to be a part of our story a bit.
They even mentioned the story about, you know, calling into the radio show in the ceremony.
Oh, no, we made it into the ceremony? Into the vows?
Mm-hmm. In the ceremony, yeah.
Did you say Nostradamus in the vows?
I think they omitted that part.
Why would they leave out the part of the bit? Hey, Rachel and Eric, listeners that just got married, and apparently we predicted this would happen on Nostradamus at the end of the year. Just out of curiosity, I noticed that Allie nor I received an invitation to this wedding. Is there some sort of a numbers issue, or...?
Small wedding.
Didn't know.
Omar, how small was the wedding? Omar was there.
I was there, but I was paid to be there. But it was about 50 to 60 people.
Oh, that's not a lot.
It's not that small either, though.
That's small.
For like nowadays, that's a small wedding for sure.
You're afraid Allie was going to rip through that buffet?
I was going to raid the buffet.
Is that what you were afraid?
Oh, man. They had the best tacos, dude.
Really?
They were so good.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I would have eaten the crap out of those.
Hey, congratulations. Thank you. Still listen to the show, and this show has kept your relationship spicy.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right. Yeah. We got a friend.
Yeah, good question.
Headed towards.
Yeah, sorry.
No, shut up. We don't care anymore.
The text line.
By the way, Eric and his best man, who's also named Eric, kept me wanted me to play this.
What's a second
one? I've asked you all night.
At the wedding.
Hey, that's such a great drunk request.
Hey, question, Rachel, because this is from the text line. Did Rachel serve shrimp treats at her wedding? And if you did serve shrimp treats at your wedding, would you consider shrimp a treat?
Well, we didn't. We did have shrimp ceviche, so I guess Jake might be right. Shrimp might be the food of the summer.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, okay. Congratulations, you two. We're happy for you.
Hey, congrats. Hopefully,
We're super excited.
Thank you for getting married and making Nostradamus seem like he knows what he's talking about.
Well, half true.
It's my only prediction I got even a little bit right. When we get back, we will hit the streets to find out once and for all. In this round of street science, do people agree with what I said, that shrimp is a treat?
Say it right.
Shrimp is a treat. Jake went up to 20 people. The first 10 answers will determine whether or not I'm right or wrong, and we will get to that next. Street science after this on K-Rock. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. 21 Pilots tickets coming up in about 30 minutes. K-Rock's summer ticket blowout continues. We'll also be on with you for an additional hour. Summer hours rolling on. Keeps us live till 11 on K-Rock. Even though you didn't ask for it, you're getting it anyway. Here's the question. Do you consider yourself book smart or street smart? Some people claim that you cannot be both. So if you could pick which smart you are, I would always argue street smart is more valuable in life. Book smart, I know a lot of friends that did stud, not friends, I mean nerds, but people that went to school.
I know a lot of people I teased that did well in school.
They read books, they got great grades, they were really good, street smart, but book smart, but they couldn't figure out a way to survive 15 minutes out in the wild.
I know some people when I went to school with that were super smart and they're hugely successful.
Yeah, but are they street smart?
No, not necessarily, but they're very rich.
Well, in that case, that's probably better. But regardless, we turn it to the streets for a round of street science. Here we go.
You are now about to witness the strength of street science.
And the question we have is a question that has divided society for years, and that is shrimp a treat? The reason we bring this up is because last week during a little Allie Knows the News, I asked a question. The question was as follows. This summer, this treat has been recalled by the FDA. It was something like 50 pounds or 50,000 pounds of this treat has been recalled from the FDA. When the answer was revealed to be shrimp, everyone on the show gave me a hard time and said, why would you refer to it as a treat? Shrimp is not a treat.
Right.
Ever since then, there's been this debate. So Jake went into the streets with a microphone to ask regular people if they thought that shrimp was classified as a treat.
What's your name?
Diana.
Diana from where?
From Burbank.
Diana, what do you consider a treat?
I like cookies.
Would you consider shrimp a treat?
Sure, why not?
See?
Lukewarm responses.
That's another vote for yes.
I think that
that's
half the people...
That's not a yes.
No, it's not, and I think half the people that are saying yes just want Jake to go away.
That's true.
Well, a lot of people want Jake.
Sure.
It is hot outside, dude. Yeah. He's pitting out so hard, dude.
Such a treat. Bye.
This person has an interesting theory of what a treat is.
What's your name?
Barrett.
Barrett from where?
From L.A.
Barrett, what would you consider a treat?
A treat? Ooh. I mean, my basic one would be the Pizookie from BJ's.
Oh, man.
Can't believe in the sentence, Pizookie from BJ's. He went with the Pizookie as the treat over the BJ. Is a great treat. Would you consider a BJ a treat?
He glossed over BJ.
That's the biggest treat there, but okay. He brings up a good point. Pizookie, the pizza cookie, is
a
treat.
My basic one would be the Pizookie from BJ's. That's a guilty pleasure. Or Donut Hut in Burbank. And they got the best sugar donuts ever.
Also, he's not wrong. This guy knows treats.
Yeah, he could name specific ones, which a lot of people couldn't do.
So do you think, Allie, when asked the follow-up question, will he consider shrimp to be a treat?
No, he's all in on sweet treats.
Consider shrimp a treat?
Considering it'll kill me, probably not.
Well, this guy's allergic to shrimp. It's a terrible guy to ask. Who knew he's allergic?
Is that not the best allergy? I'm allergic to shrimp. Sorry, I can't have it. That's great.
Those poor people, they'll never get an endless shrimp deal.
Think about the people who are allergic to peanut butter and how delicious that is.
There's so many arguments on the text line, including 562 said, guys, drop the mic. Reason shrimp is a treat. And Klein is right. At Benihana or any other hibachi place, what they do with it when they give you the shrimp, it's the big finale. It's always the excitement. They give you a few extra shrimp. They say, yeah, a little extra shrimp, a little treat.
And how's Benihana doing?
Yeah, because they're expendable, dude. Here you go. Nobody cares about this. I'll throw it over there like trash.
Exactly. It's like putting out bread at the table.
When we went into
one's like, woo, a treat. It's free.
When you made the dumb argument you made about Joshua Jackson being an A-lister, we sent Jake into the streets and he talked to a ton of people and they all basically agreed Joshua Jackson is no A-lister.
Right. And I admit and that I accepted it. So yeah, you're not accepting this.
What's your name?
Eddie.
Eddie from where?
Sun Valley.
What would you consider a treat?
Chocolate truffles.
There you go.
Would you consider shrimp a treat?
Yeah, actually, I would.
Yeah, how come?
They're good. It's not something you find at McDonald's, Jack in the Box, or Burger King.
So there's no treats at Jack in the Box or Burger King?
Not really.
All right, so hey, listen, this guy is, forget his second point.
That's not true.
Nobody's passionate about shrimp, man. Just get it.
It was expendable to Red Lobster, too. They were like, let's just give endless amounts of this, because who cares?
Shrimp is not only a treat, it's one of the greatest treats. And this guy, listen to this.
Shrimp are bottom feeders. They're filled with poop.
Allie. So are you.
She's right.
They have to de-poop them before you eat them. Listen. That's how much poop is inside of them.
Yeah. Well, that's every animal you eat.
No, they are especially filled with poop.
You don't think the hamburger that you ate at one point was a cow filled with poop?
What?
Yeah, but not the meat. What are you talking about, dude? There's no crap in the meat.
Poop?
All right,
what are you talking about? Listen.
We're arguing. Don't argue.
It's not like their whole vertebrae is that black line of just poop.
That's all poop.
Well, okay, it's not poop.
Yes, it is. Or
listen.
What do you consider a treat?
A treat for me would be shrimp cocktail.
Right out of the gate. Now, this guy didn't even...
Okay, in the 80s?
This guy did not even get... He didn't even get to the shrimp part of it. The guy, I could have picked anything in the world. He said shrimp cocktail is a treat, and he's right. It's a treat. Shrimp cocktail is a treat.
When you're going
treat.
To a seafood place, getting a shrimp cocktail is sure, yeah, that's exciting, but it's not a treat.
Let's not forget about the coconut shrimp at Outback. Good point.
Yeah, they do have good coconut 909.
The coconut shrimp, I believe it's called the... Walkabout shrimp or something is an absolute effing treat.
It's okay. It's more about the dipping sauce.
Yes, it's more about anytime you're naming a good shrimp a dish, it's about what it's being cooked in breaded in. It's not about the shrimp
Jake
itself.
Jake approached this man out of the blue and he said, name any treat. And the guy said, shrimp cocktail. I mean, you're not even like.
But estilo sinaloense.
What's that mean?
That means like a shrimp cocktail, but. Mexican style from the state of Sinaloa.
Oh.
Would shrimp by itself be a treat?
Not really.
Yeah.
For me, not really.
Go.
It has to be...
What are you talking about? For you just get stupid.
Sinaloa style.
Yeah.
That's just how I was raised.
That's how it's prepared. 818 said, I love shrimp, but it is the cockroach of the sea.
No, lobster is the cockroach of the sea.
No, dude. Lobster is a delicacy.
Yeah, well, that's because it's got a good PR campaign behind it.
So you think there's not enough PR for shrimp?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you save them?
I'm doing my part.
You're going to be the shrimp man.
I will let this final... This will be the final
vote. Get a shrimp and hat.
It's the final vote, Allie, okay? So we've heard some people, pros and cons. We'll go with... Whatever this person says, we'll determine who wins the argument.
What's your name?
Cole.
Cole from where?
Cole from Burbank.
Cole, what do you consider a treat?
A little brownie. A little, like, brownies you get at, like,
you should know, everyone,
final.
When they're asked to give the example of a treat, and they're giving you sweet things.
Yeah, because the general public is dumb, and the general public usually picks the most obvious answer. But if you were to think about it, what do you get more excited about? When you're at any sort of a party and there's a tray pass, and someone's like, what do you got on that tray? And someone's like, oh, they got shrimp. People will crowd around that person.
Yeah, but you know what? They'll forget that shrimp and toss it aside if someone's got a lamb shank.
Yeah.
Soon as it's cool until something better comes along.
Yeah,
which
or
is
an egg roll.
Everything
Egg roll's
else.
Even better than a shrimp.
I will say, in shrimp stirred fried rice, I do look for the shrimp more than anything.
By the way, it is the goat of the fried rice. Of all the fried rice out there,
yes,
the shrimp
but
fried rice.
If you
rice
haven't
is...
added the fried rice, it's just shrimp.
Oh, shut up, Ellie.
Would you consider shrimp a treat?
Yeah, I would.
See, that's confidence.
That's 408. Klein is totally cherry picking these clips. YouTube and IG agrees shrimp is not a treat.
Tramp.
Tramp.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show about to tackle the internet's most elusive riddles for some clickbait, including, Allie, the thing that you're probably doing in the shower that experts are warning you is incredibly dangerous, but you will keep doing it anyway. We will get to that in a moment and much more. Of course, we're going to kick off our 10,000 tacos for L.A. at 10 o'clock on this Taco Tuesday, which is about 20 minutes from right now. So please get ready to start eating a lot of tacos over these next few days so we can do our small part. And details up for what exactly we're looking for on our socials at Klein Alley Show. All right, Internet, let's go ahead and tackle you. It's time for clickbait. Here we go.
Clickbait.
All right, start with this one.
Bait.
Experts are saying that this is officially the worst sleeping position. Experts have looked at all of the different ways that people sleep and that this position is the worst for a variety of reasons. What do you believe it is, and why is it the worst sleeping position?
I actually fell asleep on my stomach for the first time in a while. I never sleep on my stomach. I am a side sleeper exclusively, but I ended up sleeping on my throat, and I would wake up periodically throughout the night and just go... because I realized I was not able to breathe.
Because of your Adam's apple.
Right. It was blocking the pillow.
Got it.
So I would say for many reasons, sleeping on your stomach is bad.
Interesting. You think that's what the experts will say?
I think it's bad for digestion. I think it's bad for breathing, all kinds of things. Posture.
Jake, what do you think? According to experts, this is the worst sleeping position.
I feel like on your back, straight on your back is the worst. Because that's like ways you can snore louder and choke easier.
All right, so it's interesting because you guys both made arguments about choking. Allie on her stomach, you the exact opposite. Omar, according to experts, this is the most worst sleeping position, but it doesn't stop people from doing it.
I think the worst sleeping position is, and I'm confident that Klein's very guilty of doing this time and time again, is sleeping while you're watching TV on the couch.
Oh, in that position, interesting. Not even going to bed. Yeah.
Oh, because it messes up the algorithm because of all the shows to play, and then all of a sudden
start pitching. I think it also, you know, you are more prone to, sleep apnea and snoring, and it does close off the airway if you're in that position and you're not, laying flat.
Yeah, falling asleep on my couch usually does alter the sleep I get when I move to the bed. I feel like it is the best sleep.
Yeah, but then you wake up and your neck hurts.
It doesn't matter. Sleep on a couch is always the best sleep. Because it's like we always talk about, it's unexpected sleep. It usually wasn't your plan. It just did happen. It was very natural.
Yeah, but then as soon as you and your mind set out to sleep on the couch, you're like, you're not comfortable.
You know when people get all sad when someone dies and they say, but they fell asleep peacefully. They died peacefully. And that's like what sleep on the couch is. It's like you just
I died peacefully in my sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
You fall asleep on the couch and you get up to go sleep in bed. You can't even go to sleep.
That's because you disrupted your sleep pattern.
Should be on the couch.
The correct answer. One of you got it right, is according to experts, the worst sleep position is sleeping on your back.
Oh, wow.
Because lying on your back allows gravity to pull your tongue and soft tissue into your throat.
Ew.
Which narrows your airways, triggers snoring, increases the risk of sleep apnea. Over time, the disrupted breathing has been linked to heart disease, stroke, and blood sugar issues.
Nice.
Ooh, damn.
So...
I thought that was like, I think of that when you think of like died peacefully in their sleep. Like they're just laying on their back.
Well,
and
maybe
then,
maybe if they weren't on their back, they wouldn't be dying so peacefully. They'd be living. K-Rock, it's clickbait time. Internet's got mysteries and riddles, and we solve them. Bait. All right, we'll go to this next one, Allie. This is why flight attendants, the real reason why flight attendants wear bright red lipstick. You always see they got those really hot lips on flights. You know what you're thinking?
I didn't really notice the hot lips on flights.
There's a reason they claim that they're doing the bright red lipstick on the flight. Why do you think it is?
I don't know. I guess distract people.
Distract them from what? All the terrible things
about
flight?
The annoying parts of being on an airplane.
All right. That's good. Omar, what is the reason flight attendants claim they do the bright red lipstick look on airplanes?
I'm going to guess that sometimes it could get really noisy and it's a little harder for the people that are, you know, by the window to actually hear what the flight attendant is saying, and wearing red lipstick is going to make it a little easier to read the lips.
Oh.
Interesting. They claim there's a reason why, and it's not necessarily because they're trying to sleep with the rich guys in first class, but what is the reason why the flight attendants are wearing the bright red lipstick? Jake.
I swear this is the most clickbaity thing we've ever done. I've never even noticed a flight attendant wearing red lipstick at all, ever.
Is that your answer?
Yes, this is stupid. This
one is really stupid. Is it to compete with all the dogs that are on the airplane?
They got lipstick? I got lipstick. All right, let's compare. Omar's kind of right, but they found that in the event of an emergency, it makes it easier for people to focus on what they are saying by looking at their lips moving, and they can see the bright red, I guess, easier than other colors. It pops. I thought it was to seduce the passengers.
To be like, can I get you another ginger ale?
Yeah, like something. Is that you flirting,
like
Allie?
The 50s, so, yeah.
Really?
You
not
gotta move your lips like this.
The flight the passengers can read the flight attendant's lips better during a chaotic, loud situation, and passengers might not hear what the flight attendants are saying otherwise. But then they're like, "Man, look at those DSLs!"
Wow, I cannot. I think a really bright lipstick is actually distracting.
Well,
you'd be like, "God, my eyes reflecting off of this giant wild cherry lipstick."
Did the pilot's accidentally moving the plane in the wrong direction because he was following the lips instead of those like flashing cones on the runway? Oh, sorry, that's why they're all smashing
giant
into things.
Lips.
All right, last one. Sorry. This is the last one. It's clickbait. Here we go. This is the one that matters most, guys. Dangerous thing. You are doing it in the shower. You're probably going to keep doing it in the shower, but experts warn it is incredibly dangerous, and yet you are still doing it in the shower. We start this time with Jake the Nerd.
Not using a slip guard.
What?
Well, you should have a slip guard.
What are you, 100?
People don't do it, right? And then that's how you fall and you break a hip.
Right. Okay. Jake says no slip guards in the shower. Omar, what is the dangerous thing that we're doing in the shower that experts say is very dangerous?
I'm going to go with something that's dangerous, is very sharp, and I think everybody does this in the shower, is shaving. You're either shaving your legs or shaving your face or shaving your balls.
Oh, it's so dangerous.
It is dangerous.
How? Well,
you never know. Especially in the...
If you don't have a slip guard.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Yeah, it all goes back to that.
Allie, what is the thing that we're doing that is incredibly dangerous?
I know I'm guilty of this, and I'm sure many people are. The water is scalding hot, and it's bad for your skin. It's bad for everything. Dangerous. Every single article I read is like, don't have a super hot shower. I'm like, F you, I'd rather die sooner.
All right, no one got it right. I'm shocked.
Oh.
The most dangerous thing that you are probably guilty of doing in your shower that experts warn you is incredibly dangerous is peeing, and the reason is because it will cause bladder leakage.
What?
As you continue to age, because your body, you start playing tricks with your body, and you go, I'm just standing up in the shower, letting
that's
loose.
That's dangerous? It's just bladder leakage?
Wait, bladder leakage? Isn't that what you want when you're peeing?
I think when you're peeing, you want it, but I don't think you want it when you're not peeing. And I guess the concern is that if you live an entire life of peeing in the shower, eventually your
body... I only pee in the shower.
Your body... Listen, I'm not the expert here.
And I can't even go here at work.
This is a dangerous thing, is that people are just going to start peeing their pants.
I'd rather fall and break a hip than have bladder leakage, for sure.
It's
and
dangerous.
That's apparently,
right,
according to experts, very dangerous. That's your clickbait. Quick break. Back in a moment with your ADD news. And then we get you what you really want, which is tickets to go see 21 Pilots, K-Rock, Summer Ticket Blowout, and we kick off 10,000 Tacos for L.A. at exactly 10 a.m. this morning here on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Let's find out what's going on in the world together with a look at your ADD news on this Tuesday morning.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
All right, what is the worst way to die? I would argue falling into the mouth of an open volcano is definitely a contender. Thankfully, this one guy fell the other way, so he's alive. He was in Hawaii trying to get a better view of the Kilauea... I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. Volcanic,
That's right.
Volcanic eruption, which was spewing lava fountains that were 1,000 feet high, which, of course, a lot of people wanted to see and get a closer look at. Because, you know, when there's hot lava, you got to get close to it. People were climbing up to this nearby ridge, and it was so crowded that they had to have first responders monitoring this ridge because everybody was getting so close to it and was pitch black. And this guy had no headlamp, no phone, and which is just stupid if you're going to the volcano because you're not going to go get a picture of that.
That's the dumbest part of the whole thing. Who's going to believe the guy?
Just went with no phone?
Yeah, you can't prove it. And get so close.
I mean,
this
is the only way he can prove it, that he fell.
Right. See, I don't have a phone. I guess my only option is to fall and make the news.
Exactly.
I gotta fall in this thing.
So because he couldn't see, he fell about 30 feet. He would have fallen another 100 feet if a tree hadn't broken his fall. If that tree hadn't have been there, he would have fallen straight into a giant magma chamber, which would have definitely killed him. And then they had to get, you know, a bunch of first responders to rappel down the cliff scoop him up and then like lift him out of the magma chamber.
I thought when the volcanoes are very active like this, they shut down the whole areas around there.
That's like, what I thought too. I'm like, how are people just going to a nearby ridge to see this?
There's like a national park there. There's a hotel where you can, like in a restaurant where you can get pretty close. And if you just go around like the barrier super easy, you can get like, you can just look right over into like the cauldron.
I know there's certain things people, I guess, that are popular tourists, you know, whatever, excursions that I have zero interest in. Like helicopter sightseeing tours, I have no interest in that.
Oh, no, I've done
all.
That. That was fun.
Zero interest.
I agree
climbing
with you, though,
to the
about...
top of a volcano, no interest.
Why not?
Zero.
That sounds awesome.
Well, you kind of know.
That sounds great. Badass.
It's not like
No, you don't know until you're there. Like, I took a helicopter tour through the Grand Canyon, and then I was like, you know, it's going to be fine, and it was... amazing. It was so awesome.
It's a natural wonder of the world.
I don't like natural wonders. I like man-made wonders. The iPad. Every wonder is made by a man, or it's not a wonder to me. In fact, to be honest, what's wonder about that? I was just there.
But I will say, the one time I did some kind of a, like a truck drive through a volcanic area, and it was just a bunch of dark rock, and they're like, these rocks are so cool, and I was like, this is horrible.
Right.
Yeah, because there's miles and miles of it, right?
Yeah, you can't really get close to the mouth of it unless you hike up, and I wasn't going to do that. So it was just kind of looking at a bunch of gross rocks and being like, okay.
For the record, Omar, I did watch a volcano explode on the Las Vegas Strip, and I've seen it, and it's
that's
incredible.
That's just the hotel.
That's
it's
another
the
man-made
hotel.
Wonder.
It was man-made wonder, and it was wonder.
Take a helicopter tour of it.
I would. I absolutely would.
All right, if you buy a famous house, you know what's coming with the territory, whether it's the Full House or the Sex and the City house, the Breaking Bad house. You know if you live there, you're going to have a bunch of YouTubers peeping you when you're trying to slum out your bathrobe. And the owners of the Breaking Bad house have hated the attention for a while now. In January, they already put the house up on the market for $4 million. It has not sold. But one of the owners just resorted to spraying a bunch of people with a hose to get them to go away. She says that it's gotten so bad she can't even live anymore.
We average 300 cars a day, visitors. I am surrounded by a 6-foot wrought iron fence, security cameras all the way around, and sometimes the police are here. I'm done.
Influencer Danny Duncan had some fun with Joanne, encouraging her to spray onlookers with a hose.
Get him, Joanne.
Get him, Joanne.
That's New Mexico for
this
you.
This is the house where everyone was throwing pizzas on the roof at.
Yeah,
it, right?
That was a good time before they put up the stupid fence.
And then they fenced it off. But when I lived in L.A. like 6 houses ago, I lived 2 houses away from the Friday the 13th house.
Cool. Was that one busy?
It was busy constantly. And
that was like just south of Sunset or something, right?
Yes. Right. Like just between Sunset, kind of, Fairfax area. And it was, at first, I didn't realize it was going to be consistent. I thought, today's a busy day when we first moved in. And then I realized it was literally every day.
And did it annoy you? Even though it wasn't your house?
Not really, because these tour buses would drive by and a lot of people would take pictures. And it wasn't our house, but there was the moment where some people you could tell were taking pictures of our house and then were disappointed when they realized it wasn't like the house.
You should have sprayed them with a hose.
And I should have gotten a hose out. It's my own fault. But I could understand why. Even though they bought the house.
Yeah, you bought the house knowing, I think.
And I think that they think it's all fun and kitschy and all that stuff. And
I'm surprised they haven't been able to figure out a way to make money off of this.
That's
the
money.
That was with a lot of these houses, though, because the Full House, I'm sure the first person that bought it after the show was like, I'm going to make millions on this house. And then I feel like these houses just keep getting sold and resold and nothing really happens.
Well, the problem is people can see them so easily from their car. You got to put a giant, one of those giant, like, termite tarps over the whole house and then some people pay.
You pay to get it.
Put like a $5 bin in it, and they'll just like it's like a peep show.
Right. That's
you
a great
see
idea.
The windows, put in $5 more.
Dirty house peeper.
Yeah, if not, you're just giving away the good stuff for free. I mean, why buy the cow, right, guys?
Exactly. Bad news for basic bitches in Southern California. The National Weather Service would like you to stop burning candles. It is your one comfort, and they want you to stop right now. Candles and incense apparently are contributing to the air pollution, which is already bad in LA, but I guess it's worse right now because of some crap coming down to us from Coachella Valley. So for now, they would like everyone to help keep the indoor air clean by not burning candles, no incense, no fireplaces, which even in the summer, a basic bitch will take a crackling fire no matter what the weather is. And they also want us to stop grilling.
What?
No. What?
Get out of here with
now,
that.
Now that the, now
this
the,
is the best
the
time, right, Clay?
Hold on. Who's they? Wait, hold on. Who's they want us to stop
candles,
grilling?
Candles, whatever.
Kid, I don't care about candles. Take the candles. Yeah. Grilling. Stop grilling?
I know, in the summer.
It's the grilling time.
And then I guess this would only affect Omar, gasoline-powered lawn equipment.
No, all my stuff's electric.
Okay.
Yep.
So they think that this is going to help. But the one thing they said to do, which you'll
be
happy about.
Why would that affect Omar, Allie? That's so racist.
No.
Why would you say it would
because
affect Omar?
Yeah, that's
gardening.
A good point, Klein. What are you trying to say here, what, Allie? What's going on here?
Oh, it would affect
Sorry,
Omar?
Sorry, it'll affect Vanessa and Johnny as well.
Okay, great.
Okay, let's be fair. Thank you.
Thank you for making it even. That is so problematic for so many reasons. Well, there you have it. You get it like it is on this show. Allie is offended. That's Allie the white lady.
Cindy. But you can keep your windows closed and run your AC.
Okay.
That's what they want you to do. Right. That's the plus.
Kick off a brand new hour now.